So I got a phone call and it ruined my whole voice recording, so I apologize. I'm in the middle of the end. So right, we're starting by Hallel. So according to one opinion, Hallel exists just in the form of Megillah. But Rava's opinion, and this is the opinion that's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, is that you can't say Hallel on Purim. It's not proper because Avdei Achashverosh Anan. There's something lacking, fundamentally lacking in the Nes of Purim in terms of the end of the story. Is it true that we went from Misa to Chaim? Absolutely, it's true. And there's no greater joy in the world than being able to survive. You can't not celebrate and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our survival. There's nothing more basic than that, and there's no doubt that there's a need to have a simcha, a form of Halav HaHodah on Purim. But to say that Purim should be a full-fledged Yom Tov, when we are still living in Galus, when, if anything, let's even add to that, it's not only that we're still in Galus. The fact that we're still in Galus almost allows us to see the miracle of Purim as being something which is potentially recurring. It's something which we may need to fall back on yet again as our Galus continues. So that reality is something which really needs to be part and parcel of how we experience Purim. It needs to be a blown out, all out simcha, because you have to be able to appreciate what you have when you have it. But you can't ignore the fact, as we are experiencing Purim this year during an Eitz Tzara, that as we continue to experience life in Galus, the fact that we're still Ovdei Achashverosh Anan is still relevant. And that has to be part of what we go through on Purim. And in fact, that could also explain Rav Rosenzweig's favorite shita to quote every year in Purim. He always quotes this at some point, is a shita of Rav Amram Gon. Rav Amram Gon was of the opinion that you say Tachanun on Purim. It's not a stira to the Simchas Purim to say Tachanun, because as Rav Amram Gon, in light of the theme of Purim really being all about the efficacy of tefillah, remember, as the Rambam writes, the whole nature of Purim is to demonstrate that it is true what the Torah promises, that Mika Hashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav. Who is like Hashem, who is so close to us that whenever we call out to Him, Hashem answers our tefillah. That is what the Purim miracle was all about. It's a testimony to how we were in a crisis, in a state of potential Misa, and we fasted into Tshuva and daven to Hashem, and everything was benahafachu. It worked. Our tefillahs worked. And that's also why Tainus Esther is such a fundamental part of how we observe Purim, because you need to appreciate how our fasting and our tefillah was effective. It worked. And it's through this chus and power of tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu flips around the whole story. But that's also why it has to be manifest through our Purim itself as a day of also tefillah, a day of celebrating the koach of tefillah. And that's what we're doing on Purim. We also have to realize that it's through tefillah that we were saved in the first place, and it's also through tefillah that we may unfortunately need to be saved again in the future. That's not necessarily take away from how we actually go about, you know, enjoying the Suda. But I would almost say it in the following way. It's like the Suda's Purim is meant to be almost like a temporary, appropriate day of being able to rise above the realities of Galus, but it's temporary. It's an unfortunate reality that it's, as we're still in Galus, there's a certain element of Purim that is, you know, to some extent temporary. But what's the Chiddush? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us despite being in the darkest, you know, periods of our galus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still answers the call. HaKadosh Baruch Hu still uplifts us and is there with us even in those times, even in the time of Hester Panim. So therefore, there's a greater need to celebrate tefillah and rely on tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, always responds to the Jewish people in the way that we respond both to Him and the way that we respond towards one another. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us and is willing to answer our call for tefillah when we are so desperate and so needy, we are so needy, then how could we ignore the call of those around us? The lev umlalim, the aniyim, the avyonim, how could we ignore their plight when they're desperate? And not as the Rambam echoes. What does Rambam say? There's no greater simcha that comes with being able to be there to help those in need. And if one who does so, what does the Rambam say? Dome lishchina. What that's the greatest way of fulfilling the halachta bedracha, right? When you give tzedakah. That's exactly what we're trying to do, not only to emulate Hashem, but it's also to hopefully trigger, to hopefully inspire HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see the way that we answer the call to help those in need, and therefore, as such, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer our call when we are in need. In an Eitz Tzara, when there are people still screaming out from the dungeons of Gaza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please protect and save our chayalim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please save, protect our hostages. We are desperate for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's helping hand. And we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say no on Purim. Because we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even as we're celebrating the Nes of Purim, how can we also not take advantage of the Nes of Purim and take it further as we continue to exist in Galus? So there's a certain tempering, there's a certain limit of the Simcha. It can't be a blown out Simcha, lest we forget the need to stay focused on the fact that we're still in Galus and are in that much more need of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answering our tefillos. How does that manifest? By celebrating in a way that allows us to rise above the pain of Galus. We go above all of that for a day. We drink. We are able to get to such a high point, but as a high point that needs to be coupled with a certain reality that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to answer our tefillah, the same way that we do what? We show that by making sure to answer the call of everybody else around us, and in doing so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see how much we enjoy being there for our fellow Jew, that he should be there for us. In an eighth surah, as our Shem should be Zaga, to have the most Freilich and Freilich in Purim, there should be a Purim that brings us to no longer be of the Achashverosh Anon.